So today's shiur is about the prohibition called Bal Tashchis. And as a kid, it was like a slam dunk to me. Bal Tashchis, it's like up there with Aseres HaDibros, you know. Like when we were kids, my mom would say, how could you leave food over? It's Bal Tashchis. And after that didn't work, she'd say, like, you know, she'd say, you know, there's kids that are starving in Africa. And we used to say, okay, so give it to them. But where does this all start? So it actually starts in Perek Chaf in Devarim, Parsha Shoftim. The pasuk says, Ki Satsur El Ir Yamim Rabim. If you siege a city for many days, to fight it and then capture it, don't destroy its wood, and to chop it with an axe, because you're going to eat from that wood, and you should not cut it. Number of different shot in what this means, but Rashi learns that perhaps, is man like a tree in the field, that he could just go in there, in other words, do you have a right to take this tree down, fruit producing tree? Do you have a right to take this tree down? That's one way of learning it. Others learn the Maharal and others ki ha'adam eitz asada, that man is compared to a tree. See in a minute maybe why. So what should you do? Rat eitz asher teida ki lo eitz machalhu. Any tree that's not a fruit producing tree, oto tashchis, that tree you could destroy. Vicharata ubanisa matzaral ha'ir asheri osayim chamelcham ad riditan. Then you could build a scaffold around the city until you are successful and you bring it down. So the prohibition here is about war and siege. And during war and siege, the halacha is that the Torah says you're not allowed to destroy fruit trees. So there's a beautiful chinuch over here. The chinuch says, it's such a nice understanding. He says, think about it for a moment. If you're in a siege, you're a soldier that's in a siege, you are literally under fire, right? They're shooting at you all the time. What happens after 2, 3, 4, 5 days? Yamim rabim. You lose your humanity. It's just what happens. Death doesn't do anything for you. The Torah says, I'm going to give you a mitzvah to make you human. You see that fruit tree over there? You can't chop it down. What do you mean? I could kill that guy. I can't fruit. No, you can't. The guy you have to kill because he's trying to kill you. But even to kill a tree with fruit on it, you don't have a right to do that. So it's to bring the human aspect back to a person in these incredibly inhumane times. That's how the chinuch learns over here. So that's the pasuk. And the pasuk says that you're not allowed to destroy fruit trees. Just on this note, maybe we should one time have a shiur about cutting fruit trees, because that's not what the shiur is about. We know a family, we have a family friend, that they had a house, and in their backyard, they had a nice fruit tree. I think it was a cherry tree. And they wanted to extend their house. And they would have to cut the cherry tree down. And they didn't want to cut the cherry tree down. We'll speak in a minute like why they didn't want to cut the cherry tree down. You're not allowed to, but maybe even if there was a hetter. So they built in their family room a glass enclosure around the tree trunk, and the tree goes right in the middle of their thing. It goes, and it's over their whole back room with a glass thing on top of it. And it's a great conversation piece. Like, you know, why do you have a tree trunk in your family room? I don't know. Stumped by that. But the... Oh, she got it. Yeah. I was
still getting over the
email. Anyways, so the if anyone doesn't like my humor, they could just leave. So I'm branching out a little.
I'll be here a week. Up now.
I guess I just didn't make the cut. Would you like another one? Okay. So. Actually, yeah, I mean, the fruit does have to be edible.
If it's rotten, like for instance, my father-in-law had a fruit tree which gave rotten pears. It was probably on its way out. So, I mean, he would not cut it down, but would he be permitted to?
So, I mean, the halacha, if I'm not mistaken, if I didn't look at that this much, I remember from the past, that the post can talk about a tree that produces bad fruit and cutting it down so people shouldn't take the bad fruit. And it's permissible to do that. So, I mean, that I know, that halacha I know. The halacha is also, once a tree stops producing fruit, you can cut it down. But you're not allowed to cut down the tree before it starts producing fruit. Okay, but this is, yeah.
Let's say that cherry tree was under the house and the roots were getting under the foundation of the house. And
so it's ruining your house, the cherry tree? Yeah, so then there's definitely room in halacha to do it. We'll see a few examples of allowances in halacha of when it's permitted and it's prohibited. Okay. The Ramban actually says that it is permitted to cut fruit trees to build a scaffold during war. He says, so what the pasuk means is, don't do them if you don't need them. That means to say like this, even though the second pasuk doesn't sound like that, it means to say like this, you're not allowed to unnecessarily destroy fruit trees. But if you need them for your war effort, then the halacha is, you're allowed to.
You mean you can use them for the wood?
Yeah, you use them for the wood. Or the Rabban says, for example, let's say there's a forest between you and the city, and people are hiding there, you can cut the trees down if you need to do it. Because the Ramban holds that the only problem is when you do it derech hashchasa. Hashchasa means meaningless. Meaningless. But if you need it, that's not called hashchasa. That's not destructive. That's called constructive. And the Ramban holds it's mutter to do that, yeah?
The classic war effort, I think it's William Spencer Sherman, and I think the Russians also did it when they were retreating.
Scorched earth.
The scorched earth policy.
Mm. We did that in Vietnam. We defoliated.
Agent Orange. Listen to the words of the Ramban. Ki anochamim, warriors, mashchisim be'iru sviv ha'aretz. They destroy the city and everything around it. Ula yuchluluk. Inin shenem v'chal eitz tovader. V'atem lo tasu kein lashchisa. Oh yeah. V'chal eitz tov tapilu, v'chal ma'ne ma'im tistomu. They literally get rid of every water spring, every water source. They ruin every single tree. V'atem lo tasu kein lashchisa. You should not do that. What you need, you could take. But in a destructive manner, you're not permitted to do it. Ramban literally says that. And he says, Ki tiftechu b'Hashem, sheyitein osam b'yedchem, have bitachon in Hashem that you'll win the war if you do things the way you're supposed to. Ki adam etzasadehu, because man is like a tree in the field, etc., etc. So that's that. In Shemos Rabbah, another interesting medrash, I've never seen this medrash before, it says, Vasisa krashim la mishkan, you should make boards for the mishkan, atzei shitim omdim, shitim wood. What's shitim wood? Acacia wood. Right, so the matter says like this: Lama atzei shitim? Why acacia wood? Limna kadosh baruch hu ledoros. Hashem is teaching us for generations. You want to build a house and you want to use fruit cherry wood to build your home. If Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who owns everything, says don't use fruit trees, Allah has kama v'kama. How much more so us, who were commanded, we shouldn't use fruit trees either. Interesting matter that I've never seen before. Okay, the Chinuch expands on this prohibition, and this is where we get into what we call classic Bal Tashchis, destroying things that wasting. The Chinuch writes like this. He says, "Kamoke nichnas tachaze alav, including this lav shelo lasel shum hefsid, not to ruin anything, could go lisrof to burn something, lekroat beget to rip clothing, or lishaber kli levatala or to break any object for no reason." B'chol yanim ele b'chol kayotzibam shiye ba mashchasa. Anyone that does this, Avra Mishum Baltashash violates Baltashash. So the Chinuch is saying that the Yisr of not just cutting down fruit trees is a more expansive issue than it sounds like. The Yisr, the prohibition, is also not to destroy anything, not to waste. That's part of the prohibition of Baltashash. And he says, Shorash HaMitzvah Yedua, the point is, L'lamid Nafshenu, to train our souls, Leo V'atov, to love the good, V'atoelos, U'mitopach V'donibanu V'atova, and therefore good will catch us. V'zehu dar chasidim v'anshei ma'isa, this is how devout people of good action, O'avim, Shom, V'smechim V'tov, V'abris, V'mekav V'atora, V'yodu afilu gargil sharchal der ba'olam. He says, a Talmid Chacham, a tzaddik, a righteous person, won't even ruin a tiny little mustard seed. He won't waste even a tiny little mustard seed. That's how they live. They utilize everything in life to its fullest. That's Can I say so?
No,
okay, fine. Lokein HaRishayim, he says, not like that. The wicked, Acheim Shal Mazikim, brothers of destroyers, Smechim Bashchasa Sa'olam, they gain certain pleasure out of destruction. Vehema Mashchisim, and they will be destroyed. Bam Shal Demodei Bam Odin Lo. The way you treat others, we treat you. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. What are most kids playing these days? Violent video games. Mm-hmm. Violent, destructive video games. Kidding, killing, torturing, maiming, destroying people, edifices. That's not the way of tzaddikim. It's a really bad way to train yourself. Why would you do that? You know, it's just not right. But anyways, so that's the point in the chinuch. Now from the chinuch it sounds like the prohibition of ruining something, throwing out something perfectly usable, is doraisa. Because he says it's part of Bal Tashchis. However, the Rambam says that it's only midrabanan. That the prohibition of cutting down a fruit tree, that's Doraisa, and there's Malchus, there's Torah lashes. But if one ruins, one chucks out a perfectly usable object, it's only a Drabbana, but you still get Malchus. Something called Malchus, Mardus, Rabbinic Malchus. That's the opinion of the Rabbah. Now let's see a few Gemaras, which will shed interesting perspectives on the Isser of Baltashkis, of wasting. We'll come back a little bit later to the trees. The Gemara says in Maseches Baba Kama, Amar Rabbi Lazar said, Shamati, Shamekarea al Hames Yoser Midai, Loke. If a person tears too many garments because they lost a loved one, they get Malchus because of Baltashas. Bekol Shekein Begufo, and certainly if a person injures themselves, they violate the Yisr of Baltashas. We'll see at the end, what does it mean injuring yourself? And the Gemara says there, the Gemara gives an amount of how much a tree has to produce in order to be able for it to be prohibited. It says any tree, a dikla, palm tree, the ton kaba, that produces one kab of fruit a year, asalimak to say you're not allowed to cut it down. The Gemara continues. One second. So we'll see also in the Gemara that you are allowed to cut down a fruit tree, by the way, if the wood of the tree is worth more than the fruit. That's not Baal Tashchis. That's not Baal Tashchis. Baal Tashchis says when the fruit is worth more, then you can't do it. Even though in the long run, maybe the fruit will be worth more, but if right now the fruit is worth, the tree produces less fruit than the wood, you're allowed to cut it down for the wood. That's part of this Gemara over here. Then the Gemara says, and this is where people's obsession with not cutting down fruit trees comes from. Amar Rav Chinina. Rav Chinina said, Lo Shachiv Shivchas Beri, his son, he said about his son Shivchas, he didn't die Ela Dekatz Te'inasa Beloz Mana. The reason he died, in other words, his son died as a young kid, as a teenager, whatever he was. And Rav Chinina was trying, this kid was a tzaddik. He couldn't think of anything the kid did wrong. He finally realized he did one wrong thing. What did he do? He cut down a young fruit tree. And Mida Keneged Mida, the pasuk says, Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sada. Man is like a tree. The child, unfortunately, his life was taken away. Because of this Gemara, people are very careful with not cutting down fruit trees. I think the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, or the Aruch HaShulchan, I don't remember which one, says that even in cases where Shulchan Aruch, where Halacha permits a person to cut down a fruit tree, one should not cut down the fruit tree if they have the option. So for example, you are allowed to cut down a fruit tree if you're transplanting it somewhere else. But there are people that are machmer not to do that. Or, we'll see a little later, that a guy could cut it down for you. But there are people that are machmer not to do that because of this, the fear of this Gemara. It just seems like it's been a looming fear for many years. And the poskim are cautious when it comes to this. Yeah.
Are you over more if you cut the fruit tree down and don't use the wood, or use the wood?
Don't use the wood, because that's mamish Baal Tashchis.
I know, but is there a gradation of Baal Tashchis?
Oh. Is there certain Baal Tashchis that are worse and certain are better?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Logically, it makes sense.
Yeah. Halachically,
I over more, or is it just the nature of the halach?
I'm not sure. It's a good child. I didn't see anyone that talks about those different gradations when it comes to Baal Tashchis. Gemara says in Meshechah Shabbos, Hikiz dam, if a person bloodlet, right? In those days they used to bloodlet. Then it's stanin, and the guy gets cold. When you lose blood, you get cold? Okay. I get a lot of nods from the doctors. I guess it's true. Osin lo madura. You're allowed to make him a fire. Afilu betkufas tamos, even during the summer. Shmuel, he says, Shmuel, he let blood and he was very cold, and they needed something and they burned an expensive chair to have firewood. They needed immediate firewood. Rava burnt a bench, so the Gemara asked the question, "What do you mean? It's Baal Tashchis. You ruined a perfectly functional bench." The Gemara says, "No, Baal Tashchis to gufa adif, that your physical destroying your physical health is a greater avera than destroying a piece of furniture. So it's permissible in that situation for a person to burn to do that. And more than that, it's not called Baal Tashchis, it seems, if there's a to'elus, if there's a purpose for the guf, for the body. So you could break something if there's some type of to'elus, if there's some kind of purpose for the person, for a person's health.
So there's a smash
room? Yeah. Seen that? Yeah. You go into a room with old computers and all kinds of stuff like that, and you just let out all your rage on it. And you pay for it, too. Hello, it's a lot better than doing other things that crazy people do when they're angry. Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos. This is where the Gemara takes it to a different, little bit of a different direction. Haiman de efshle lemechol nama de sari. If a person is able to eat barley bread, he can handle digesting barley bread. Va'achal dechiti, and he buys a loaf of wheat, which is more expensive. Ka'avar mishum Baal Tashchis. He violates Baal Tashchis. When you could buy something cheaper and you buy something more expensive, that's an isra of Baal Tashchis. But the Gemara says, nah, v'lav milsa. It's not true. Why? Because Baal Tashchis de gufa adif. because wheat bread is healthier than barley bread, so therefore you're allowed to spend money on it. What does it sound like from this Gemara? That if a person wastes money, you buy something that you could... I mean, we all know that there's one of the Ten Commandments is not to buy something full price. I mean, Jews don't buy retail. That's the 11th of the Aseret HaDibros. We only buy, or the first maybe, we only buy wholesale, obviously, etc., etc. And then we resell it on Amazon, like 20% of the sellers that live between Brooklyn and Lakewood, 20% of the resellers on Amazon, period, in the world, are in two zip codes, 08701 and 11204. One is Brooklyn and one is Lakewood. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah, I was talking to a boy in camp and he said to me, oh, my father learns in Kolo, first Seder and second Seder, but he sells on Amazon at night. That's the way he's pouring his mishpacha. Listen, that's why Hashem has Amazon. So anyways, by the way, what bracha do you make when you finally get your thing from Amazon? Birkat Amazon. Okay, fair enough. The Gemara says, such a bad one. The Gemara says, when you laugh, Tony, you encourage me. The Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, and Daf Yud Aleph, Amud, oh, I'm going to say one more joke. If you don't get it, it's like you have to know Gemara in Hebrew, but I'll say it anyways. I took an Uber the last day, like a day or two ago. The guy's name was Vlad. Ubar, Vlad. Ubar is a fetus and Vlad is a baby. Josh, that was for you. Okay. Tomorrow you'll see he's going to have a guy from Lakewood as one of his patients and he'll be like, oh, I just took a Ubar, his name was Vlad, and the guy will be like, ah. I take 10% on that one. So the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Sorfin al Hamalachim. You're allowed to burn. In those days when a king died, they would burn a lot of his objects. The Okrid Amalachim, if he had a horse that was the king's horse, they would ruin the horse. They would cut its vein in its leg so the horse couldn't run anymore. Could just walk. So Tosas there says, isn't that Baltashchis? How could you? So Tosas says that it's not Baltashchis because if that what the culture does for the kavod of the melech, then that's not destructive. That's constructive. So we've seen from all these Gemaras that it's not so simple exactly how Baltashchis works. It seems like, could be, if you buy something too expensive, that's Baltashchis. But at the same time, if you're doing it for a purpose, maybe that's not Baltashchis. If it's for health, it's certainly not Baltashchis. If it's worth more to destroy it than it is to keep it, like for example, I don't know, they're paying you to turn in your gun, and they're going to destroy your gun. Then you handed it in, what do you say? Gunzu Latova. Anyways, today I'm really bad. the Rambam in Hilchas Eval says like this, Melamdin es ha'adam, one should teach people, Shelo yehei chavlan, that they shouldn't be wasteful, Velo yafsid es ha'kelim, and one should not ruin their vessels, V'yashirim l'chavala, V'yashlicham l'chavala, and throw them into the garbage. Mutav lite nosan la'anim. So I read in the Rambam's time, the Rambam says, you're a wealthy person, you don't need something, don't throw it out. There's somebody, one man's garbage is another man's treasure. Give it to Anim. That's what he says. In Lakewood, there's an organization called Deja Nu. Anyone know what it is? It's an amazing organization. Kanainahar, there's a lot of people in Lakewood that do quite well. And most of them wear white shirts and dark suits. And many of them have many white shirts and dark suits. And every once in a while, they're like, oh my gosh, I have no more room in my closet. So instead of throwing them out, or dumping them somewhere. There's bins all over Lakewood called Deja Nu. This woman, a totally volunteer, has a swarm of people. They take them out, clean them, sort through them, and then they have a store. A shirt's a dollar. You get a Brooks Brothers shirt for a dollar. You get a good, nice, good pair of Perry Ellis pants, a suit for $10. And like this, you know, this person was going to throw it out anyways. And for this, and by the way, the money they charge is just for the overhead because they need to pay for the bins, and they need to transport it, etc., etc. But it's a huge harvacha, and sometimes a kid in school told me that he has a shirt from there. He went to that place, and then he got a shirt from there. He's like, you know, his family, I think, struggles a little financially. And he said, like, you know, he got a shirt which he never, ever would get. Like, it was a very expensive shirt, and he felt very good about it. His parents paid a dollar or two for it. So already comes from the Rama. Okay, now let's get into some of the shalos and halacha, practical halacha. So someone wrote Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, he was the Rav of Yerushalayim, asked him the following shalos. He said, I live in Yerushalayim, and in my backyard, there's a fruit tree. I'm going to assume a fig tree in my backyard. He says, and the fig tree was just planted 2 years ago, so we can't even eat it anyways, because you can't eat a tree for the first 4 years. It's Arla and then Revai, right? And he wants to put up a sukkah there. but he has no room for his sukkah because of this tree that was planted. Could he cut the tree down to put up the sukkah? So Tzvi Pesach has a nice long tshuva about this, and he brings up a few interesting points. First of all, Tzvi Pesach brings the Taz. The Taz says in the name of the Rush, early Rishon, that the Rush said, you're allowed to cut down a fruit tree to build yourself a house. That's not Baal Tashchis. Baal Tashchis is when you just cut down a fruit tree. But if you need the space, that's not Baal Tashchis. So if you drive all the way down Milltown Road, you get to that development that's called Apple... Anyone? Huh?
Apple Garden?
No.
By
Hart's Lane over there. It's called Apple something or other. There used to be an apple orchard there before they built it. They cut down 1,000 apple trees to build that. According to the Taz, that's not a problem. However, he brings down that the Shalz Tshuvas Yavitz argues and says, not true. It's prohibited to cut it down just to build something for yourself. That's part of the Yisr. That's part of the prohibition. It seems like this Taz is like the Ramban, right? The Ramban says you're allowed to use fruit trees to build a scaffold. You can't use it for other, you can't waste it. You can't, trash it. You can't burn it or destroy it. But the Yavit says that it's prohibited. But the Taz says that, the Yavitz says like this. He says that even the Taz that says that it's permitted for a person to destroy a tree to build a house, that's only if the value of the real estate where the tree is worth more than the tree itself. Then it's permitted. Because then it's no different than cutting down the tree when the wood of the tree is worth more. However, says Rav Tzvi Pesach, how much is a sukkah worth already? Right? What's a sukkah worth? And it's not the sukkah, it's the opportunity to use it for the 8 days of sukkahs, 7 days of sukkahs in Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't seem like that's okay, because what are you going to do? You're going to cut down the tree so you can have your sukkah? Your sukkah is not worth much, and the tree may be worth more than the sukkah. But he adds there, and he says like this. He says in the name of the Shilti HaGiborim, the commentary on the Rush, that there's no Isser. We find, for example, he says, Korei al Hames. When a person tears their garment, Rachman al Tzlan, they lose a close family member, they tear their garment, the halacha is permitted. Why? It's Baal Tashchis. The answer is, because it's a mitzvah. And when there's a mitzvah, it's permissible to tear. So he says, here you're doing your sukkah as a mitzvah. So therefore, it could be, it's permitted to cut down the tree in order to put up your sukkah.
But you have to cut only one thing. You don't need
it's true, but you can't wear that.
People cut the suit, the shirt, and everything goes with that.
No, so that halachically, if I think the halacha is that they have to cut all the, not the coat, but the jacket, the shirt. Yeah. I think so. I know even when I went to the Kotel, a month or two ago, so I tore my shirt when I went there. You have to tear your shirt. It's halacha on Shulchan Aruch. So I took my jacket off, because if I was wearing my jacket, I have to tear my jacket also, and put it on until afterwards. When we were kids, we used to be machna. We would give our jacket as a gift to the guy next to us on the bus. So that, we don't have to cut it, because that's even better halachically. I always find, by the way, to me it's very meaningful to tear Kriya when you go to the Kotel. I don't know, right? You're supposed to tear, you make your first tear when you see the walls of Yerushalayim, the old city, outside. And then when you go in, I make sure not to look down. All of a sudden you look up and the Kotel is there, and you say something, Beis Mikdash Shena V'Tifarteinu Ha'isu L'Hayu L'Charba, and you tear. It's meaningful. You tear on your left side, on top of the heart. Supposed to try to feel something. So halacha is the first time. If you haven't been there in 30 days, you have to do it. 30 days. It's a big shot. In Yerushalayim, they say that if you go on Rosh Chodesh, you go on Shabbos, then you don't have to do Kriya. They say if you go on Shabbos, that renews the 30 days. But Moshe Feinstein says it doesn't. It means to say a guy tore Kriya, and he didn't go to the Kotel for two months. Then he goes there on Shabbos. So he doesn't have to tear a Shabbos clothes. You're not allowed to tear on Shabbos. Right, we talked about what happens if a guy does tear in Shabbos. Talked about a few weeks ago. So then a guy goes back 2 days later. Does he have to tear? So the minhag Yerushalayim is he doesn't have to, because he renewed it by going. But Rav Moshe Feinstein says that there's no such thing, and the person has to tear if they missed 30 days. Period. That's just how it is. I remember when we were living in Yerushalayim, we tried to go at least once a month. So you kept you renewed your card each, your chavshi, right? Anyways, so that's what he wants to say. That maybe it's mutter, but then. Then the Hartzvi writes, and he says like this, that why is it that one is allowed to tear a garment for a mace? Why? So he wants to say maybe because I say docha losa say there's a mitzvah to tear on a mace. There's a losa say a negative commandment to not waste. So the positive commandment overrides the negative commandment. He says if so, sukkah would not be a good example. Because the only time a positive commandment overrides a negative commandment is if there's no other way to get around it. But here, don't build your sukkah there. Eat by your neighbor. Doesn't give you permission to do it. So therefore he wants to say that maybe it's not okay. But at the end, the Har Tzvi brings the Sefer HaChassidim that says that the reason that you're allowed to do a mitzvah, and that's not batashas, is because that's not called hashchasa. If you're doing a mitzvah, it's constructive and it's not destructive. So he wants to say that, yes, Kobi, you could cut down that tree, especially because it's not bearing fruit yet, and you could put your sukkah over there. But at the end he says, you know what, because of this terrible Gemara, where we saw this terrible story of this fellow dying young because he cut the tree, get a guy to cut it, don't cut it yourself. So the Har Tzvi says, told the guy, you could cut the tree down for your sukkah, but you know what? Don't do it yourself. Try to get a guy. This way, you have a lot of... Number one, it's a mitzvah. Number two, it's constructive. Number three, someone else is doing it. You put all those together, maybe you'll be okay. All right. Now, but what... There's actually a discussion in the Achronim. What is the prohibition of Baal Tashchis? What's the foundation? It means to say like this. There's really two ways to look at Baal Tashchis. Is the point of Baal Tashchis because you're causing damage, you're ruining something, or you're causing a loss, or is it that the Torah just says you're not allowed to do destructive things? Where's an afkamina? Hefker. An object that doesn't belong to anyone. You go to a garbage dump, and there's a perfectly good tire over there. Are you allowed to slash it? If you say it's because you're causing loss, you're not causing loss. It's sitting there. No one's going to take this tire. But if you say there's a prohibition to destroy, Jews are not allowed to destroy, we're not destructive people, then you can't do it. And actually, the fascinating chua for the Note of Yehuda, someone wrote the Note of Yehuda about hunting. I forget about the Yisr of Tzar Baal Chaim, which the Note of Yehuda talks about, but the guy said, isn't there Yisr of Baal Tashchis? When a Jew hunts wild boar, it's total Baal Tashchis. He leaves the pig there to die. So Note of Yehuda says that it's possible that it's not Baal Tashchis, because it's only Baal Tashchis if this boar one day would have come into human hands. But this boar never would have come into human hands. It's vast forest. No one's going to catch this boar. So you didn't make anyone lose anything. So maybe that's not Baal Tashchis. You're still not allowed to hunt besides that. But there's no Isra Baal Tashchis. But it seems like for many poskim that, and by the way, that's what the Pasuk says. Well, if you look at the Pasuk says, why now cut down the tree? Ki mi menu tochel. Because you're going to eat from that tree. So it seems it's, but Lamaisa, most of the poskim say that halacha is that the act of destruction is prohibited. Even if there's not a law. So they say like this, could you cut down a fruit tree that's growing wild? No one's ever going to get to this tree. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's in Yehopitzville. No one's ever going to get it. It would depend on this, but it seems like it's definitely better not to. Rabbeinu Peretz, on the Gemara that we brought previously, about where a guy could eat barley bread, and instead he buys wheat bread. And the Gemara there says the only reason that it's permitted is because wheat bread is healthier, therefore you have a right to spend more money. But if wheat bread would be the same price, would be the same health, then you wouldn't be allowed to buy the wheat bread because it's Baal Tashchis. You're wasting money. You could fill yourself up with barley bread, and you're filling yourself up with wheat bread. So the Rabbeinu Peretz says over there, he learns from this, that a person who wastes money violates Baal Tashchis. Boom. And this maybe is why Jews were so careful over the years not to waste money. I mean, everyone is, but especially Jews, right? Because if you know it's part of this commandment, maybe it's Baal Tashchis. But we'll talk about that in a second. That's a very big problem, by the way, big problem. So before we get there, Rebbe Yashiv actually in a tshuva, Rebbe Yashiv, it's brought on a sefer from the name of Rebbe Yashiv actually, that he says that even though Rabbeinu Peretz writes that wasting money is Baal Tashchis, that's only if you take a $20 bill and you flush it down the toilet. But if you waste $20 and it ends up going to somebody, a person, that's not Baal Tashchis. So he says, you know, someone asked Rabbi Yashiv, or actually asked his son-in-law, you know, he says, he left the lights on, the electricity on, and he left, you know, for Shabbos. He wanted to know if he was over on Baal Tashchis. Rabbi Yashiv said, no, go to the electric company. They got money from you. Or if you overpay for a suit, you could have got it cheaper somewhere else. As long as someone is walking away with that money, that's not Baal Tashchis. But if you're literally flushing money down the toilet, that's Baal Tashchis. Yeah.
Are we obliged to recycle, that means? Like, are we being over on something if I put my plastic in the garbage can instead of in the recycling bin?
So there's a tshuva from Rav Zilberstein, I think. And he says, if the normal way of using an object is chad pa'mi, it's a one-time thing, that's not bal tashchis. If the norm is to use it once, it's not bal tashchis. That's the norm. But if you buy real stuff and you use it once, that's bal tashchis.
Okay, so in East Brunswick, plastic bottles, if I put it in the garbage instead of putting it in my recycling that comes every 2 weeks, am I being over on something?
Well, why is it bal tashchis? Because it's getting destroyed instead of... Is recycling being reused?
Yes, they go ahead and they destroy the plastics to make more plastic out of it.
Oh, that's a good question, maybe. Also, it's against township regulations, which is not really, by the way. Can I tell you that, I'm not going to say this publicly, but I'll say it publicly anyways. There's multiple different businesses in this town that just have one dumpster. Just one dumpster. Everything goes in there. All the recycling goes in there. The township does...
Most of the guard, they pick up the papers and the bottles and they throw them in one location.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know how strict the township rules are. But that's a good Shiloh. Then, there's a very interesting Shiloh in the Shalos HaTshuvos Torah Lishma. This is the story. I should read it to you because it's so fascinating how he writes the story. It says like this. There was a husband that bought his wife a beautiful piece of silk from the market. And he gave it to his wife as a gift. Here, have a dress made for you. She made it, and she put it on. It was very sheer. It also was very colorful. It had beautiful flowers on it. And it was transparent and see-through. And he says, so anyone that would walk by, they were taken by the flowers, and then unfortunately they would see the natsnia stick of stuff going on over there. And the husband said to his wife, you have to stop wearing it. She goes, no, you gave this to me as a gift, you know. So he writes the Shalos HaTshuvos Torah Lishma. He says, Ishari le labal lisrof habega betzino. One day when she's not home, he wants to burn it. She won't be able to find it. She won't know what happened. Bofen shelo targish ishto. His wife won't know shehu saraf. That he burned it. Whatever. Is it permissible? Or is that bal tashchis? What do you think? So first of all, he says, L'tzorech mitzvah. We see, the Gemara, he brings the Gemara Masechet Shabbos. We didn't bring this Gemara, Masechet Brachos, famous Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Ashi made a very big fancy wedding for his son. And they were partying, the DJ in those days, it was getting out of control. And Rav Ashi did not like the fact that it was turning into levity. So what did Rav Ashi do? He took a massive white crystal decanter and he smashed it on the floor. And the whole place is like, oh! And the Gemara says, V'yatzvu. And it took down the level of happiness. And the Gemara said that was permissible. It wasn't bal tashchis. Why? Because there was a constructive, non-destructive usage for it. And that was the only way that he could do it. So he wants to say that maybe it's similar in this situation as well. When he burns this clothing, which is prohibited clothing, you know, maybe if there's a toelis to this, that his wife's not walking around dressing inappropriately, that's not bal tashchis.
It's not the toelis.
But by the way, he does say, Josh.
The wrong toelis.
Why?
The toelis is shalom bayis.
He says, what says it?
He has to burn it or else shalom bayis.
Yeah, but if he burns it, those are shalom bayis.
It has to be gone. You can't use it for something else. So you get upset. That's why the question should be, why doesn't he use it for something else?
Well, because then she got very upset.
Yeah,
right.
And by the way, just this may bother some people, but I'm going to say this application. In certain circles, they go out very strong against having iPads and iPhones, and the people who are too serious tshuva, they go and they smash their iPhone. I've seen it. There's videos online.
Why don't they sell this bal tashchis?
That's what I'm saying. The question is it bal tashchis when they smash their iPhones or their iPads? It's also bal tashchis to have an iPhone and an iPad. Well, the amount of time you waste.
They'll argue with you that
it's a mitzvah.
Because there's access to pornography.
Right, they'll say it's this. This is the tshuva they'll point to. This tshuva. The tshuva they'll point to. I don't know. You have to ask Shaila. Here's another very interesting Shaila. You know that there's a difference in minhag if you're allowed to sell chametz gamor. If you could sell actual chametz. Some people don't sell chametz gamor. So someone came to Rav Vazner and he said to him, Rebbe, I don't sell any chametz gamor, but I sold all my chametz. My minhag is not, and I can't, afterwards I realized I had a really expensive bottle of scotch that I hadn't drank before Pesach. I want to spill it out now. Is that bal tashchis? Because halachically, you're allowed to sell chametz kamer just because of his minog. And Rav said, it's not bal tashchis. Because keeping a minog is not bal tashchis. Keeping a minog is not bal tashchis. Okay, let's conclude this. So, here's the most interesting shayla. There's a shayla. If a person overeats, is it bal tashchis? Think about it for a moment. Why? Because you only had to eat this much. And what happened? You ate this much. So the part between this and this is bal tashchis.
You make harm to yourself.
Right? More than that, right? The poskim say, the Gemara says, you know what overrides bal tashchis? Your body, like the case of the bloodletting. You want to let your blood, and you're very cold afterwards, so you're allowed to burn a chair. Why are you allowed to burn a chair? Because your body is more important. So then, Kobe, A, it's bal tashchis, and it's also bal tashchis to your body. That's a problem. And we'll conclude, because it's almost time for Maariv, with a very, very interesting statement at the end of a tshuva from Baal Tashchis. In the Sefer Shvi Ve'esh, at the end, he says like this, Kal Adam HaChote, any person that sins, who bechlal mashchis, he's a destroyer, u'mechabo bebriya, and he's ruining the world that Hashem created. Kedivrei Chazal, like Chazal teaches, she'achas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yedo shel Adam HaRishon, Hashem took Adam by the hand, v'amalo, ten datcha, he said, shelo tachriv olami, don't destroy my world. Like the pasuk says, Hashem gave it to him le'avda u'lishamra, to develop it and to safeguard it. So bal tashchis is a pretty substantial thing. We didn't get to the shalos about caterers throwing out food. More than that, if it's your bar mitzvah and the caterer throws out food, are you liable for that? There's also a big shaila about passive bal tashchis. Could you put something out on the curb if you're not throwing it out?
If you pay for it and he's throwing it out.
Okay, good. That's what Tzvi says. I'm with you. You know, by the way, there's an organization in Muncie that picks up all the food from the Simchas and gives it to poor people, and it's called She'eris Ha Plate. All right, have a good night.